Yikes, another outside the box. Prepared to ruffle a few feathers. Today's topic is credentialism. Is credentialism a word? I'm not sure, but what it means is that people use credentials, like some unique title or letters after their name, to make themselves sound more important or special, to get ahead in a class-based society. Here's an example. So-and-so is, quote, Caldwell Titcomb, professor in the Department of Philosophy at Harvard University, end quote. Lots of credentials here. Harvard, professor, and especially Caldwell Titcomb. Wow, whoever Caldwell Titcomb is. They could have just said the person teaches college-level philosophy. But if someone is a professor at a famous and highly endowed school with someone else's name attached to their position, that makes them seem really special. Woohoo! Here's a personal example. I put together a large outline for a book about a basic needs economy with some pretty interesting and provocative ideas in it. If I were willing to write the book, would anyone publish it? Maybe some small publishing house would, but probably not a major publisher, because no one has ever heard of me. Who the hell is Larry Danziger? I don't have a PhD. I've never been president of something or on the board of some well-known organization. I could be a commentator on WERU for almost 20 years. But, sadly, that probably won't get me very far. Sorry, WERU. I've been in the trenches all my adult life. If I wrote the book with someone else who had been published, who had credentials as a writer, that might make a difference. Sometimes people take positions on boards of directors, at least in part, for the credentials, rather than just because they want to serve the group. Not the best motivation. Very often organizations want to have people on their board who have credentials because noting that they have a college degree or a job with a well-known business or some other form of recognition, even if it has nothing to do with their ability to serve the group, makes the group look more legitimate. Anytime a group can drop the name of some other organization that the board or advisory committee member has been involved with can make the group look more official. There is one exception to this rule. If a person has money and is a big contributor to the group, that can enable them to join the leadership. I faced this dilemma once with a person who had some extra money and generously donated it to my group. But I encouraged the person to join the board because they were putting in lots of time, not just money. I would have wanted them on the board even if they hadn't given a penny. My point is that many people use credentials to make themselves sound special and and above the rest of the crowd. Any title, doctor, reverend, professor, general, father, or even sister, or esquire or PhD after their name, helps them to stand out from the rest. The problem with credentialism is that it leaves out people without certain credentials, at least from being in the leadership of the group. They can do scut work, helping out in many invaluable ways, but they are not often recruited for decision-making or planning the future course for the group. So we have a large number of people with almost no credentials, usually working class folks, and a smaller number with lots of credentials, usually middle class or wealthy. Of course, it also depends on the group. Labor unions, for example, have lots of working class people on almost all levels, although people with college degrees often get the top jobs. Grassroots groups, like those overcoming poverty, or for those with disabilities, or those supporting LGBTQIA people, are often more broad-based. Sometimes I really don't notice it or care. But often using titles, or especially fancy or unique titles, just seems like arrogance or the need to be above the rest of us mortals instead of at the same level as everyone else, which is what they are and where I think we all should be. We're all special in our own way, even those with no title in front of their name or letters after it. Do you have any credentials? Do you use those? And if so, how? I'm Larry Danziger, having almost no credentials, and I'm just fine with it.